Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM, it is back to school time, and school starting fairly soon. Parents now making sure their kids are already and up to date on their vaccines, and that now includes COVID-19. A lot of parents feel kind of overwhelmed and nervous about adding COVID vaccine to the other shots their kids need. Here to help us sort through all the details is the Chief Academic Officer at the AAMC, Dr. Allison Whelan. Dr. Whelan, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. It's my pleasure.
A lot of changes since the start of last school year. COVID-19 vaccine now is available for children as young as 6 months. And so what do you say to parents that are not sure if they should be adding the COVID-19 vaccine along with the other shots their kids need?
So in a word, yes, add it. As you had said, there are lots of changes compared to last year. And I think one of the most important changes is that all the schools are expecting all the children to be back in person doing all of their activities. And for our kids to be as safe as they can be, children over the age of 5 are eligible for a vaccine and a booster, and all children over the age of 6 months are eligible for a vaccine. So we highly recommend get your kids vaccinated before the start of school, and if they're over 5, get them boosted.
Some parents are asking about a modified booster shot that will match recent variants that may become available soon, and they're wondering if they should hold off or go ahead with the booster that's out there now.
Yeah, that's a great question. So our understanding of the timeline of when that modified booster is going to come out is it's going to be later fall, likely October for adults, and it often takes a little while for it to be available for everyone. Thinking about the fact that school is starting now and children are going to be around so many more people, we'd recommend go ahead and for sure get the first vaccine if you haven't done that. But go ahead and get the booster as well, because the risk because of exposure is going to go up as children go back to school and go back to all the activities that go along with school.
Aside from COVID-19, there's obviously a lot of other immunizations that that kids need. Have we seen those fall off a little bit in recent years, particularly because of the pandemic, or are children, for the most part, keeping up with the immunizations that are required?
Paul, that's such an important point. There was, in fact, a decrease in children getting their routine immunizations during COVID, likely because of less routine visits to the pediatrician. So two really important points. Those other immunizations, the mumps, measles, rubella, and the other vaccines that are available to kids are as important now as ever. So go ahead and make sure you're up to date on all your vaccines as well as the COVID vaccine. And yes, to answer the question, it's one-stop shopping. When you go to see your pediatrician, you can get caught up on your other vaccines and get the COVID vaccine all at the same time.
And ask your pediatrician some of these questions, too. I think that people often turn to their friends, they turn to the internet, they turn to a lot of different places to look for information, but these questions can all be answered by the family physician, can't they?
That's exactly right. The family physician, the nurses working in the office, they can best address your questions, and particularly if for any reason your children have particular healthcare needs, they can answer those questions as well.
Talking with Dr. Allison Whelan. Dr. Whelan, what are some other things that parents ought to be thinking about as we get ready for a new school year?
You know, the new school year is always a great time. Although it's too hot to even think that it's school, it's just about every year a parent has a checklist of things that they think about to start the year safely and productively. Did my kid do their summer reading? How are they going to get to school? What's the bus or carpool schedule? What are we going to do about healthy breakfasts and lunches? So with that checklist, just add, you know, have I had my regular pediatrician visit for my kids? Have I gotten the vaccine? And I do think it's important to continue to pay attention to thinking about when masking is appropriate. That the CDC recommends that in areas where there is high community spread, that people should still consider wearing masks when they are indoors in close quarters. So continue to have those conversations with your school, with your children, with your family is another important thing to do.
That's a great point. I mean, COVID-19 is still out there. People are still getting it regardless of their vaccination status. I mean, what should parents do if somebody in the household comes down with it? Let's say mom or dad or an older sibling or a grandparent test positive for COVID. Do you still send the kids to school?
The first thing I'd recommend that you do is call your doctor and have your doctor, particularly for the older people, potentially there are treatments available and they may be potentially eligible for those. And then the local guidelines about sending people to school, continuing work, and how long you can do that, and whether to test or not, would really encourage you to talk to the local pediatrician and see what your school guidelines are, because different schools may have different guidelines. And you can be sure that they will be shared readily, so look at those as well. The bottom line is, if you've been exposed to COVID, you want to not expose other people until you're sure that you don't have it. And how that plays out in terms of number of days to stay home and what testing protocols to use, each school has developed a different approach to that, all of which are reasonable and sound and based on CDC guidelines. So read those carefully and add that to your first day of school questions as you meet the teachers or tour the school to make sure that you understand what the school's expectations are as well.
All right. Good stuff to think about as we get ready for a brand new school year. Dr. Whelan, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Paul. Take care.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM, that's Dr. Allison Whelan, Chief Academic Officer at the Association of American Medical Colleges. Yeah, all kinds of new things to consider with the start of a new school year.